We'd like to say we appreciate all of you being here today and that for homecoming here at the church, and we just appreciate you coming, being in the service with us today. Enjoyed that of the singing. All of it, really, been good this morning. Appreciate the service that we had. Outside, and we appreciate that. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts for the service today. We're glad to have you. Appreciate some faces we ain't seen in a while. We appreciate you as well as that of the church today. They just sang the song about home. Now this is homecoming. You know, you try sometimes to get a message that'll fit the occasion. And sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I've often thought about that there's not a whole lot you can do about that either. If you mind the Lord, it really doesn't matter what the service is. It really doesn't. Preached a funeral the other day, and I've read some of the strangest scripture that I'd ever read in my life at a funeral. But I believe it's what the Lord gave me, so it's... You just bear with us this morning. I do need your prayers. We don't feel we'll hold you very long as far as our part. But I don't know. A lot of things been said and done today, that several things just crossed our hearts and our minds. And I'm just going to be real truthful with you. I felt like that I had some scripture. And I may get around to it, I do not know, but it sort of changed in days. So you pray. Just help us. You'll be able to help us. I'm going to read you one verse of scripture out of the book of St. John, the 5th chapter. We're going to read the 39th verse. St. John, the 5th chapter. And what, well, I just need your prayers. So you pray for us. It's always good to come to homecoming. It is for me. I've always pretty much enjoyed the services. People used to, that if they was raised up around the church and brought up in a church, and if they moved away, then they normally try to make it a point to come back at homecoming. And they, it's where their roots were. It's where their roots were, not just their people. It's where their roots of the church were. And I think a lot of times that people don't use what they have. They just don't do it. There's things that comes to us sometimes at an early age, and we for whatever reason, we choose to do different. We really do. We choose to do different. The Lord impresses us a lot of times to do certain things, and we choose to do different. We do. You may think that you're young and that you've got plenty ahead of you, that you'll make a decision to do different later on. But I really can't express how important it is this morning that you follow the Lord. Whatever age you are, whatever status of life you're in. And you know, I believe that if people would follow the Lord, they'd be in a little bit better shape than what they are this morning. I don't know. I might talk to you a minute. I don't normally do this. But I don't know. I have a yearning. I really do. And a great desire that people might get a hold of the Lord and not let go. Now, I know it's the Lord. I say a lot of times that of which we have, but I'm glad I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner. Paul said he is a prisoner of the Lord. Not too bad to be a prisoner of the Lord. It's not. One verse I'm going to read you this morning. But I'll say again, I don't know why. But I have a great desire and a great yearning for the young people. I really do. And I don't know why. You youngins, whether you're just got out of school and going to college, another school, or going to go to work or something, don't stay at home. I just had to throw that in. Or whether you're a young married couple, and you're trying to make a living, make a way, I'm going to tell you something. Do you know the Lord can lead you in a path? It might not look like it's too good of a path. Some folks might not even desire it. But if the Lord's impressed you, go for it. Just be sure He's with you. Just be sure you're depending on Him and not your own. Fifth chapter of the book of St. John, 39th verse. This is familiar scripture. I thought about this verse, I guess, several times, but I've not got around it very much. The scripture says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Now I know this was a time that the Lord had spoken while He was here. And you can read before it and you can read after it, and you'll find some things that he told them to do. And I don't know altogether what they thought about the scriptures, but evidently they didn't believe some of the things that was written in the scriptures. Now, the scriptures that they had, of course, was the Old Testament. They had that of the old. But he made mention, he said, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." They are they which testify of me. He said, you think you have eternal life. There's some things today that people thinks that they have eternal life, but yet are living contrary to God's word. They're living a different lifestyle. They're going after different things outside of the scripture of God. The Bible says, and it teaches us, and I want you to think this morning for just a minute. I'll try my best. Keep myself out of the way. And brethren, deliver you that we know without a doubt, brethren, has life eternal in it. There were some things, these people today that has twisted the word of God in such a manner, my friend, that they can live like the devil. Think about it. Live like the devil, my friend, and have nothing seemingly that bothers them. That's not life eternal. That's not having life eternal. Brethren, the redeemed of God shall say so. Brethren, they not just gonna say. Brother, they gonna act like they got it today. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Brethren, there's that you ought to go to a homecoming. Brethren, get your heart fixed with God today. Think about it. These people, my friend, that thinks we ought to change some things. Yes, sir. These folks that's going after other things. Brother, the word of God standeth sure today. You don't have to add nothing to it. No, sir. You don't have to put all the goods that you've got, my friend, into it. No, you don't. Listen, brethren, it's got lost. Brethren, without you adding anything to it. All that you can add to it will take away, really. Take away. We're living in a day and a time, my friend, that some of the things that the Word of God teaches, brethren, is not popular. It won't get voted for. Brethren, folks will deny it. Brethren, you ain't never been saved if you deny the Word of God. Preacher, that's strong saying. I'm going to tell you something this morning. It's the truth. These folks today thinks that Brethren, there's nothing to the Word of God. Nothing to it. It's something, brethren, our forefathers had because they didn't know any better. We've come up with a better thing. Do you know it? We've come up with a better thing. Look around. Look around. Brethren, it's amazing to me how you can hang out a sign, my friend, and call yourself a church and do some of the things that people are doing. You say, preacher, this ain't homecoming message. I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, it'll get you ready for homecoming if you listen to the Spirit today. Hey, a lot of folks going to die and go to hell. Preacher, I don't like that kind of preaching. There's a lot of folks, my friend, going to miss the mark. Yes, sir, miss the mark. Yes, sir, I ain't talking about doing what Randy wants you to do. I'm not talking about dress the way Randy wants you to dress. Brethren, I'm telling you, the Word of God will change your life today. It'll change your lifestyle. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Search the Scriptures. These folks, my friend, that took that of the Word of God and they've twisted it. Yes, sir. They took the Word of God and they say, it's not for me, brethren. If it's not for you, brethren, just give it to me today. There was a writer, my friend, over in the days of Ezekiel, I believe it is, and he told him, he said, take the roll and eat it. Huh? Take the roll and eat it. Brethren, the book of Revelation, it said, take the book, thank God, and eat it. Listen to me. The Word of God, brethren, it'll be your life today. If you'll allow it to, it'll lead you, guide you. Yes, sir. It'll shape you. It'll mold you. Yes, sir. It'll figure you. Brethren, it'll take your life and showed you, brother, just how good things can be. Yes, it will. Some of them talked this morning. Bruce prayed the message, my friend. He was talking about the stones. The stones. He made mention about them stones that the priests took out of the river over there, and they put them over on the side, and they built there a little pillar, a memorial. A memorial. And Moses, by the commandment of God, told the children of Israel, said, when your children come around, and they see these stones, when your grandchildren and their children, say, when they come around and see these stones and ask what these stones mean, brother, the Word of God is just like them stones. Or to be. Should it not? Or to be. Search the Scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. That's what it says. Of me. Of me. Brethren, Jesus. Thank God the scripture, brethren, showed that he was coming, my friend. Search them. Most folks want to dissect them today. Yes, they do. Most folks want to take them and look at them and say, well, that don't mean that this day. There's a man, I asked a man one day, he said, I can't understand that King James Version. I said, well, what in the world can't you understand about it? He said, well, I just don't really like all them these and thous. I said, that ain't understanding. I said, that's just something that you don't want to do. Thank God there's nothing wrong with the Word of God. You know that? It's scripturally right. You say, preacher, it's been translated and they done this and they done that. I'll guarantee you one thing. I'll guarantee you one thing. It's just like a map, my friend. You start at a map and you start in one location and you're going to another. Brethren, the Word of God will get you there. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. It'll get you there. It'll get you, thank God, to where you're headed. Now, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but I'm just going to be honest with you. Brethren, about half the people that say they're Christians today knows very little about the Word of God. Preacher, we not going to amen a message like that. You probably ain't. The truth of it is, I've already got the amen. Woo! Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, we're riding on a roller coaster and got no, my friend, knowledge about what we're going. Well, preacher, I'm going to heaven. 99% of us don't even know what heaven is. Truth. Truth. Why don't we, preacher? Brethren, I ain't never been there. Have you? No, sir, I'm going. Why, preacher, I'm going. I've heard about the streets of gold and all the walls of jasper and all such of that. Brethren, that ain't heaven. I can prove it to you. Yes, sir, I can prove it to you. 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. He wasn't talking about heaven. No, he wasn't. No, sir. We sang to high heaven, my friend, about the streets of gold. We're going to walk on them. You don't know what you're singing about. Huh? No, you don't know. Preacher, I thought you was a better preacher than this. I got news for you. The Word of God don't need no help. No, sir, it don't need my friend, mine, and your opinion about it. It'll stand alone. It will. I'm going to be this plain with you. You don't like it, brethren, it's your judge. It is. Thank God. Yes, sir, it's going to be what you judge by. Yes, sir. Ain't that right, Robin? I don't think I'm off the mark this morning. Preacher, you're to hold a message like this for the church when everybody is here, my friend. I got news for you. We all need the Word of God. Amen. Brethren, and me and you start picking who needs the Word of God, we're wrong. Amen. Glory thank God we all need it. Don't we? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. You go read the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Brother, in the first two or three verses, he said he saw New Jerusalem coming down right out of heaven. Yes, sir. And then he said the tabernacle of God is with men. Is with men. Yes, he did. Thank God. Then there's a verse in there that tells you who in the world ain't gonna make it in it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One verse. Think about it. Then he calls John up on the mountain. Yes, sir. Calls John up on the mountain. He said, come up hither. John, come up hither. I'm going to show you the bride, the Lamb's wife today. Yes, sir. Then he showed him a building four square. Walls of jasper. Streets as pure gold. Yes, sir. Read it. I'm not ashamed of it. Read it. Why, preacher? I thought that was talking about heaven. Read the book. Huh? Follow the map. Think about it. Brethren, we got sophisticated. Yes, we have. And I like it, just to be honest with you. I hate a lot of things I like. Yes, sir. Going somewhere, don't know where you've been, just put a few numbers in. Huh? Get the right address, though. Get the right address. Put your address in there. Brethren, and put what state you're going. Yes, sir. Where are you going? You know what? That thing, if you'll listen to it, it'll lead you directly. Where are you going? Never been there. It'll do it. I like it. I do. I like it. Just to be honest with you. But brethren, there's some things about the Word of God. You say, preacher, you are not preach about them natural things. Brethren, there's a lot of natural things that'll help me and you in the Word of God. It'll help us today. It ain't hard to figure out what he's talking about. You know that? It ain't hard. There's nothing in here. I'm not well educated as far as that goes. There's not anything in there that's been too hard, my friend, to understand what he's talking about. Now, well, preacher, you must know it all. I wished. Brethren, I know less today, I think, sometimes than I did years ago. It gets away from you. Huh? It gets away from you. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. It ain't hard to figure out what God's talking about in the Scriptures, my friend. Preacher, I don't want none of that Old Testament. He said, search the Scriptures. Brethren, that's all they had. Robbie, they couldn't go over to Matthew and look it up. They couldn't look up Mark, Luke, and John. Acts, Corinthians, 1st and 2nd. No, they couldn't look at none of that. They couldn't read none of that, folks. But brethren, they could read about the day that it was prophesied that a virgin would bring forth a son. Yes. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it ain't hard to figure out, my friend, what's right and what's wrong. It ain't hard to figure out. I worked with a man one day. He was a pretty smart fella. He taught algebra. But he come to work where I was at work one day and we got to talking. And he asked me a question. It was about the Bible, and I told him. He said, "Now, Randy," he said, "you have to watch Paul," said, "he's tricky." I listened to him a minute, and he got to talking. I said, "Yeah, he knows to have the letter. You hear that? He knows to have the letter. Preacher, what do you mean? The letter killeth. Do you know that? The letter killeth. That's what the scripture says. The letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive." There's a difference, folks. Y'all know the difference. You know that. If you're a child of God, you can tell the difference this morning. I'm going to rephrase that. If you're not a child of God, you can still tell the difference. Preacher, that won't hold water. It will too. Listen. Listen. Leave our children alone. That's what we hear today. Let them make their own mind up what they are. Huh? What they are. Preacher, we ain't going to listen to that. Well, why ain't you? Huh? You've listened to the other side of it. Let them figure out what they are. It ain't hard to figure out, brethren, what you are. Nature itself teaches. Nature. Nature itself will teach you. Brethren, and it did teach. Preacher, it did in the beginning. You go and read, there were some things that was not a law, but they became a law unto themselves. Brethren, God having part of every bit of it. He made them male and female. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you folks something. If you ain't figured it out, he's still making male and female. Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, sir. Preacher, they'll hang you this day and time. Well, they might as well get the rope. Listen, I'm not trying to be smart this morning. Brother, that's what the Word of God will teach you. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. And the truth of it is, he's against them that are otherwise. The Word. Preacher, why are you preaching to us so hard? Now, I'm going to tell you something. Just because the river's running downhill don't mean you have to go downhill with it. Amen. Some of us need to get the oars out. Amen. And start paddling. Amen. It's hard to paddle upstream, but I'm going to be honest with you, that's exactly what we need, Geneva. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I ain't out of the book, folks. No, sir. I'm not out of it. It's hard sometimes to walk and to run when everything's blowing you and blowing against you. But thank God somebody got to stand for what the Word teaches. Yeah. 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 Ahab told Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat asked him, said, "Is there not a prophet? Is there not a man of God that we can inquire of?" Preacher, I come here today to get really lifted up. What I mean, I'm just getting ready to go home. Well, I'll be honest with you, you ought to be ready. Thank God, and if you ain't getting lifted up with the message, my friend, it might be because you're going against it. Do you know that? It might be because you're one of them floaters. Just lay back and just let whatever come, mate. Just come. Here it comes. Here it comes. It's coming again. Ain't nothing I can do about it. Ain't nothing I can do about it. How many of us, my friend, has got that attitude today? Ain't nothing I can do. You know what? I can't put a president in the office, but I can put one vote. Yes, sir, I can put one. Me and my mother, we didn't disagree on too much. Did it come to politics, I never did discuss it with her. Huh? She was one thing and I was another. One day she got aggravated at me. I never will forget it. She said, well, you voting for the wrong one. I said, I might be. I said, you just stay here because my vote's going to count yours out. Glory to God, you listen to me. Brethren, I can't help what you do. I can't make you do. But the Word of God will teach you what to do.
Amen.
Do you know that? I'm not the man I used to be. They sang a song. I'm not the man I used to be. You know that's not a bad thing. I'm not the man. Most of y'all don't know that other Randy. Did you know that? Well, preacher, you're just young. I might have been, but I was on the wrong road. Huh? Yes, sir. I was traveling down the wrong road. Yes, sir. Had I stayed on that road, Brandon, it would have been difficult for me to live in that condition. I found it this way. Listen, when I got saved, my friend, they was things that didn't used to bother me. That bothered me. Yes, sir. I've told them before. Brethren, I run around with the boys. You know what I mean? Yeah. I run around with the group. Yes, sir. When I was at school, I was with them. Yes, sir. Wednesday, my friend, I was with the group. I was in the clique. Preacher, don't tell these young people that. I got news for you. We tell them, my friend, that it's difficult for them to live a Christian life. You're telling them a lie.
Yeah.
You're telling them a lie. You let them get born again. Thank God. You let Jesus come into their life. See what happens. It wasn't my dad and my mom the reason I lived right. Not all the time. They wasn't with me. Wednesday, I was in the clique. Yeah. Yeah. Talked just like they did. Done just like they did. Thursday, I went back to school. After I got saved Wednesday night. Wasn't one of them there. Nobody I went to school with was there. Far as that goes. But Thursday, I went to school, and you know what? Them boys was just scattered over, and they called me over, and I went over. And they got to talking, you know what? Just like we did on Wednesday.
Amen.
Huh? It didn't bother me on Wednesday. Wednesday was everything just fine. Thursday, listen, I didn't tell one of them nothing. And I stood there, and the more they talked, my friend, the worse it got. It just cut me. It just cut me. Yes, sir. It just cut. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. What couldn't you believe, preacher? I couldn't believe the difference. Huh? The difference. I just eased on off. Yes, sir. Just eased on off. Well, preacher, didn't that bother you? Not a bit in this world. I'm honest as I can be. Just as honest as I can be. Now, I found out, you know what? You didn't have to talk like that. Huh? You didn't have to do those things. I found out there's a different way. Yes, sir. But that ain't what kept me, folks. That ain't what kept me out of trouble. Brethren, I had something on the inside of me that was leading me if I'd listened to it. Yes, sir. If I'd listened to it. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. They are they which testify of me. I know this morning, I really do. I know it ain't a shouting message. But I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. You make more choices in this thing than people let out to be. You make choices. I choose. You choose. I have made some wrong choices. I have. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. You say, preacher, you've lived a perfect life since you've been saved. Not so. But I can tell you one thing. There's not one time in my life since I've been saved that if the Lord said, you better go this way, and I went another way, but what he didn't tell me, you're headed for trouble. I've been off on the left. Yeah. I've been off on the left. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't get so far, thank God, that I couldn't hear him. Huh? I'm honest about it. I didn't go just keep on flying. There's a lot of folks, my friend, running. Running and him hollering the whole time. Don't go. Don't go. There's folks, my friend, that has messed their life up for their life. Yes, sir. Because they kept running, kept going. And the Lord said, you know, you want to talk about a homecoming? Do you not think that that prodigal son, my friend, was happy to come home? Huh? You know when he got happy to come home? He got happy over in the hog pen. Feeding the swine. Yeah. Now he didn't repent over her. I really don't believe it. I believe he come to himself, my friend, and he said, I know what I'll do. True repentance come to pass when he done. Thank God what he said he'd do. He was in that hog pen, Herman. He said, I know what I'll do. I'll go home. Huh? I'll just be a hired servant. Yeah. Here I am starving to death, and the servants over there got more to eat. Huh? That was the start. That was the beginning. Have you ever went to repent? Have you ever went to the house of God going to repent? Have you? I have. Yes, sir. I have. I have repented before I got to the house of God. Yes, sir. It'll work that way sometimes. Sometimes. Listen to me. That prodigal son, brethren, headed home. Home. Thank God. Thank God he hadn't lost his direction of home. Ain't that good? That's wonderful. You don't think he's going to a homecoming? Huh? You know the Bible says that his father seen him afar off. He saw him afar off. He did. He didn't look too good. He looked worse than he did when he left. I believe that. He had no clue what his father was going to do. But he knowed he was better off facing the father than he was in the situation he was in. Brother Mike, come and get a verse of a song. Bible said when his father seen him over there, he ran to meet him. When he saw his father, he done exactly what he said he was going to do. He said, "Father, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Just let me be one of the hired servants." Thank God. That's homecoming now, folks. That father looked for that son. I believe he looked for him the first day he left. I do. Here he come. You don't think that's homecoming? Huh? Isn't it wonderful? I hate to say this. Some of y'all that might take it wrong, but brother, I love to see people come back to God. I do. It just thrills my heart. Huh? Yes. It just thrills my heart. But brethren, when his father began to talk to him, he told the servant there, he said, "You go get the robe." Said, "Bring some shoes," and said, "Bring that ring." Huh? Put a ring on his finger. Put a robe on him. Thank God, shoes on his feet. He said, "Go kill the fatted calf." Yes, sir. I could get into all that. I ain't going to. But that's homecoming. Is that not right? That's homecoming. Brethren, that's coming home. Huh? That is coming home. I don't know about you this morning. I know that a service or a message like this sometimes is not pleasing to a lot of folks. But I can't give you nothing but what the Lord sent for me. But listen. He said, "Search the Scripture. For in them you think you have eternal life." They used to sing a song, "Search the book again." There ain't going to be no second search, third search, or fourth search. No, sir. It's whether or not your name's written in heaven. In the Lamb's book of life. Is all well with you today? Is all right with you today? The Lord knows your heart. Do you know that? He knows more about you than you know yourself. He knows this morning. That the Scriptures testify of Him. And they do. They'll lead you to Him. To Him. He's the one. He's the Savior. Give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. Let us stand. Sing verse some song.